Well, baby used to stay out all night long. She made me cry, she done me wrong. Her mind's open, and that's no lie. Table's tied and now I tend to cry. Because I used to love her, but it's all over now. Because I
welcome back to what we call Bonus Licks, where if you've been listening on the radio, you've heard Evan Basden talk about not only the British Invasion, one of Ohio's most successful bands, formed in 1992. So you're looking at 26. I mean, that's incredible. Think about when you think of how many bands.
Yeah.
How many bands have come by? Folks, we are literally talking 10,000 bands while yours still hangs around. And you're in, you know, you look at Phil Dirt, McGuffey Lane, you guys are in that league, and it's pretty impressive. And one of the examples that you might have heard on the radio was his talking about his will be, how many, now this is the second time you've gone to England as a tour, or have you done it more than?
This is the second time we've taken the band to do a tour.
Yeah, and yeah. But taking fans and
yes,
organized yeah. tour. And he did a real nice job, Evan did, of describing it. And I just thought maybe it might be fun. Just in for those who are interested in the you only got three left for 2018. So anybody
three spots left.
Three spots yeah. left. So you've done 94-95% of the thing is already sold out, which is testimony to you guys. But anybody listening afterwards too, they're looking at the 2020 is another timeline to go out again. So this will be a good opportunity for you. But I just thought it might be neat to, you know, when you were walking around as the, you know, walking at the Apple. I don't know if you get to go into the Apple Studios or you stand out in front. I suspect you can't bring a tour in, right, for on Seville.
Are we talking about, Abbey Road?
Yeah. I say that wrong? I did.
Well,
say
you said Apple Studios. I just want to clarify which thing we're talking about because Apple has owned several buildings over time. But,
okay.
But Abbey Road is owned by EMI.
Oh, okay.
So
you're right about that, and I should have been more.
Or at least they were. It was at the time when... Well, I mean, McCartney still records there. So,
yeah.
What happens is to get into Abbey Road, you have to be working there. So you cannot, they don't give tours to the public.
That's fair.
So when we went on our first tour in 2016, so when we started doing the planning for it in 2015, I contacted Abbey Road and I said, hey, we're going to be there in this time frame. We'd like to do a session. My thought was, we'll rent the space. We'll bring in the fans to do a chorus. Like, say we do Hey Jude or something. We just have everybody sit around.
Yes. That would have been phenomenal.
And they said they were willing to entertain that idea. The problem was they didn't want to book it out a year in advance.
Okay.
Because anyone who books the studio wants to book it a large period of time. Like, say... Pink Floyd says, we want it for 2 months. We want the whole, you know, studio too. We want it for 2 months so we can work on this album. So they only sell single days and hour sessions, that kind of thing.
That's hard to
afford. At very short notice. Problem was, we had to plan this stuff a year in advance.
Absolutely.
So they couldn't really accommodate us unless we were willing to buy a large block, which was not financially feasible.
Now, I'm thinking out loud about this, and it's kind of related, but you guys continue to put out good. We've been playing cuts off your live album, Somewhere in America.
Yeah, Live Somewhere in
America. Do you know you can have your products mastered at Abbey Road?
Sure.
Okay, so you didn't. I can't. Yeah. I cannot. Aaron, I cannot sneak something past this man. I have tried over the years. Really, since I've gotten to know him, I might just bring him a piece of trivia, and Evan will bury me.
Well, no, I love being stumped with trivia that I don't know.
But I haven't been able to win that battle.
But I did want to mention, I have been in Abbey Road because I recorded in there twice.
You did?
And while I was there, you know, kind of snuck around and took everything in. So very cool place.
Yeah. Wow. Was it just you or the band cutting?
It wasn't the band. No, it was me and a group of other folks. again, kind of got in under that auspices of coming in to do backing vocals for tracks.
Yeah. Oh, that would have been so cool.
So, it was very cool.
How many times have you walked in that crosswalk? That's across the street from it, is it not? Or am I...
Probably half a dozen. It's right up.
Yeah.
Right outside the building, yeah.
Half a dozen times you've done that one? Yeah. Okay.
And we'll be doing that again.
And you're good for your... Yeah. Now, I would assume that there must be a line of people waiting to do that.
There is, given, the time of day and the foot traffic and all that. So, yeah, there's always someone... I think now that they have a cam shooting that, I think shooting it 24 hours a day, so you can go online and see people crossing it,
now,
I believe.
Yeah, I'm going to embarrass myself. Is this a very busy...
Yes.
So...
It's kind of busy. Kind of dangerous.
Okay.
But
everybody, if you could see my face right now, how do you pull that off then? You just have to stand out there and hold traffic up or?
Yeah, it's risky sometimes, but a lot of motorists are kind and they'll pause while you walk across and get your photo. Some are not as, as polite and, lots of horns beeping and lots of. Engines being revved.
How about, do you bring a photographer to that for your traveling entourage?
We did on the 2016 tour. We brought a photographer and a videographer.
Oh, good.
And that gentleman's not available for this tour, but as we get ready to roll, we'll have someone doing that or delegate some of those duties to some of the folks.
Wow. Really, really cool. And what was the Jane and Peter Asher complex like? I mean, that's a pretty, Mr. Asher was a doctor, if I'm
correct.
Wrong. Yeah. Okay.
No, he was a doctor. And
he was well to do, right? The mother was in arts, so she's well to do.
Yeah. And she was a piano. She taught piano in the home there. It's a very nice, building.
Does the tour guide talk about how McCartney would get out of that facility through a back way? Does he talk that story at all, or is that something that I'm trumping you on, finally?
he probably does.
Okay. Well, he would jump from roof to roof, as the story goes, on it, and then come out another way altogether. I just didn't know if it was covered.
From his house, sometimes he would go out the bathroom window.
There you go. Man, the ad-libs are roaring here tonight. And then you went down to where the Apple, or you will go down, I should say, to where the Apple store and complex offices and stuff. Is that the same building, or are they did they keep those buildings up where the Beatles had their offices and the retail store? And
the main Apple building that most people know was the one that they ended up in at the end of the Beatles' career.
Okay.
And that's at 3 Savile Row.
Okay.
Savile Row is a tailor's district. So the Beatles bought, that building there, and that's where they did the rooftop concert.
Oh, okay.
For Let It Be.
Is that on the tour too? You get to see that building?
Yeah, you get to see the building. Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Man,
so
I have to do something up to
but there were several Apple offices prior to that building.
Oh, there was. Okay,
so they kept moving up.
Okay, no, I did not know that. I really did have the vision.
And then there's this other building where they had the boutique.
That's what I was talking.
And then the Fool, which was, I think they were Danish, but they it was just like a theatrical group, artistic group. They painted the psychedelic mural on the side of the building.
Okay,
so. The neighbors didn't take kindly to it, the people in that business district, and they eventually had to paint over the mural. But we go to the building, and we you can see it. I mean,
what was wrong with the mural?
Yeah, it's a shame. It's a shame.
Oh!
Yeah, they painted over it.
Wow. Now, speaking of painting, I'm going to go all the way back to the Cashbaugh Coffee Club for a second.
Okay.
Have they done anything to that room since it's really been painted by the Beatles? There's something I read about Lennon's silhouette. Driven by his wife Cynthia.
That is true. It's still there. Yeah.
Can you make it out?
Oh yeah.
Oh, you can.
Oh yeah. Definitely.
Really?
Yep.
Definitely.
Oh, definitely.
Oh wow. Yeah. And then they drew spiders and playful. They were just being playful, right?
They did a lot of stars on the ceiling, and there's a lot of areas there that they painted, and Rogue or Rory will point out, what parts they did. And it was very similar to the Jacaranda, which is also in Liverpool, because it was mainly John and Stuart Sutcliffe did a lot of painting in there.
Okay.
And so a lot of that is still in existence. You can still see it.
That is just incredible on it. So, well, I think we should at least pitch the website and again one more time for how to.
Sure.
I really think that.
We got three spots left on the tour. And if you want to join us, go to thebritishinvasion.org, thebritishinvasion.org, and just click on our schedule, click on our tour information. And you can also go to Go Prime Tours, click on the British Invasion Tour, and they can help you as well. You can send emails if you have any question to our website. We'll get back to you. There's phone numbers on there. There's contact information.
And even if you don't do the 18 to 2018 tour, I don't see why you wouldn't be entertaining phone calls wanting to know about whether.
Absolutely.
Planning for this is at least a year in advance, and if not more. And so I would say for those, because you're going to limit it to a cap of 50.
Yeah.
Those that are even thinking about a trip in 2 years would want to take advantage of getting the information, perhaps even put down payments or whatever is required to ensure that you can be on the one in 2020. Because this agenda is just full. And I like the fact you provided meals and things in this package that takes a lot of the stress off of folks, particularly in the morning.
Well, especially, too, if you haven't traveled overseas. And so Prime Tours is a great company to work with. They make it real easy. They facilitate, you know, everyone. So, you know, things move smoothly and you know.
It's nice to have a partner that is as organized as
they
appear to be.
Absolutely.
And again, because travel is such a nerve-wracking experience, and they're taking away a lot of the things that people don't would become a problem.
Right.
And they already know it would be. They are able to address it, and life is good.
Yeah.
Is there a name for this tour? Are you calling it something special?
Call it the 2018 British Invasion Tour.
I like that. Boy, that's a catchy name. I don't know if it'll last until 19 or 20, but everybody, Evan Basden of the British Invasion. Again, I have to keep singing their praises. Hopefully you'll see us in February at the Athenaeum.
That'll be awesome.
We are hearing rumors of some acts that you'll probably back up and we'll just play. The Circle will be there.
That would be great.
And then you guys will probably end up backing up. Well, should we tease? I'm hearing Denny Lane. Can you do Denny Lane material? You can do anything.
Sure.
Yeah, the Wings or whatever. And then Joey Mullen, I think, is being bantered around coming back.
So those legends. So.
And then the Circle in between these acts. So, everybody, we thank you very much. Evan, thanks for coming all the way to our studio today from where
thank
you live.
Thank you for having me.
I know where you live, and that's a long walk.
Can I just say, I just want to say, Pat, last February when the British Invasion got to play with the Circle, that is also a dream come true for myself.
Oh.
I mean, the Circle is a fantastic, historic act.
Wow.
And so to play on a bill with you guys was a joy. And to meet Don Danneman and
Mike,
Mike and all those, you know, all the guys, great group of guys. And
thank you.
Just a fantastic time.
Yeah, well, thank you very much. Now, can you break the $100 bill I have? Evan, thank you for saying that. Thank you very much. Absolutely. Everybody, thank you for listening to Localics Bonus Links.
If the rain comes, they run at night, they're red. They might as well be dead. If the rain comes. When the sun shines,